Question 1. The Apostle Paul wrote that he saw things in paradise that it was not lawful to tell. How can you recount what you saw when Paul was not allowed to tell what he saw? Answer. This is how people often misquote the verse in 2 Corinthians 12, verses 3 through 4, when the Apostle Paul said, "And I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know, God knows, how he was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter." Notice that Paul said it was unlawful to utter what he heard, not what he saw. According to Strong's Concordance, the Greek word used for inexpressible means unspeakable due to sacredness, or that which is observed cannot be adequately described by presently known human words. Paul could be saying that he heard things that were too sacred to speak of, or he could simply be saying that he could not find words to describe the experience. Wesley Notes says this, "Human language was incapable of expressing what he heard." The Jameson Fawcett Brown Bible Commentary says, "The words were for Paul's consolation only, and not to communicate to others." There could be a third explanation. The Greek word for the phrase, "not lawful," is the same that is used in Matthew 12:2, when the Pharisees saw Jesus' hungry disciples plucking heads of grain from the field on the Sabbath. The Pharisees told Jesus, "Your disciples are doing what it is not lawful to do, against the law, not permitted, not right to do in public, on the Sabbath." The Pharisees were saying that the disciples could not pluck grain on the Sabbath because it was not permitted under the law of Moses. Jesus replied, "Have you not read what David did when he was hungry, he and those who were with him, how he entered the house of God and ate the showbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, nor for those who were with him, but only for the priests? Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath, the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are blameless? Yet I say to you that in this place there is one greater than the temple. But if you had known what this means, 'I desire mercy and not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned the guiltless." The same Greek word is also used in Matthew 12:10, when the Pharisees asked Jesus if it was lawful to heal on the Sabbath. In this case, they were again hoping to accuse him of violating the law of Moses. But Jesus replied, "What man is there among you who has one sheep, and if it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will not lay hold of it and lift it out? Of how much more value then is a man than a sheep? Therefore it is lawful, permissible, to do good on the Sabbath." We do not know what Paul heard, nor do we know with certainty why he could not speak the words. However, by looking at the Greek word, we can draw some possible conclusions. Perhaps Paul was saying, "I heard things that were too sacred to speak of." Or perhaps, "I have no words to adequately describe the experience." He might have even meant, "If I tell what I heard, the Pharisees will accuse me of breaking the law." Whatever the Apostle Paul heard likely would have affected the rest of his life and influenced his future teachings. Perhaps he subtly reveals some of those things to us through his writings.